All right, I'd like to call the February meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. I'd like to ask Ms. West to give the invocation, and then please join us for Pledge of Allegiance after that.
Well, gracious Father, when you open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. Bless the land and the waters, and give the world plentiful harvest. Let your spirit go forth to renew the face of the earth. As you show us your love and kindness in the bounty of the land and the sea, save us from selfish use of your gifts, so that men and women everywhere may give you thanks. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. I'd like to, first of all, we do have a quorum. Mr. Fox and Mr. McCluskey will not be here. Dr. Jones will be here in a couple hours. In the meantime, if anyone needs to take a break, please keep count. Or we may have to break all together. I don't think anybody can take, what's it, one? Not until JT gets here. We'll have to maintain five. I'd like to now swear in all the members of staff and members of the Virginia Institute of Marine Science who will or may be testifying today. You swear the testimony you shall give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help you God. Thank you. You have the agenda before you. Any changes? First of all, from staff, Mr. Grab, Mr. Travelstead, Colonel Bowman. All right. Any members of the commission have any changes or additions? What's the pleasure on the agenda?
Mr. I do believe Dr. Orff indicated that his presentation
might
be today.
Okay. Is he on here?
He is on the one that I have.
Okay. We'll remove 17.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Yes, sir.
What's the pleasure of the commission?
Mr. Chairman, move for approval as amended.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Garrison. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Carried. Okay, you have the minutes of the previous meeting, and have you had a chance to review them? If so, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, move for approval as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion on the minutes? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? All in favor of motion signify by raising your right hand. All right. Any opposed? Same sign. Any abstention? Carried. All right. Page two items. Bob Grab, those items over $50,000 with no objection and with your staff's recommending for approval.
Spirit, members of the commission, good morning. We have a number of page two items to present to you this morning. I'll briefly try to summarize them. 2A. Town of Blacksburg requesting authorization to cross Tom's Creek in two locations with a 12-foot wide timber clear span bridges for pedestrian and bicycle access in conjunction with Heritage Park in Blacksburg. In this case, we are recommending approval with proper ENS measures during the construction of the associated upland abutments and wing walls. 2B, Tazewell County Public Service Authorities requesting authorization to install two aerial and six submerged sewer line crossings of Laurel Fork and its tributaries in conjunction with the construction of a 0.5 million gallon per day outfall of the town of Pocahontas' wastewater treatment plant in Tazewell County. We're recommending approval with our standard in-stream construction conditions. 2C, City of Bristol requesting authorization to install 12 feet of submerged water line and construct a 65-foot long by 34-foot wide clear span bridge across Beaver Creek for vehicular access and utilities installation in the city of Bristol. Recommending approval with the standard in-stream permit conditions. 2D, Naval Facilities Engineering Commands requesting authorization to install a 325-foot by 52-foot T-head at Pier 11 at the Norfolk Naval Base along the Elizabeth River in Norfolk. 2E, Fish and Wildlife Services requesting authorization to construct an 80-foot long by 12-foot wide concrete boat ramp 60-foot long by 6-foot wide open pile pier, 36-foot long by 6-foot wide floating dock, and 110-foot breakwater, and to dredge an 80 by 20-foot area to minus 4.5 feet adjacent to their property along Assateague Channel in Accomack, 2F Norview Marina, requesting authorization to remove a 20-slip floating pier to install a new 185-foot long floating pier, providing 8 larger wet slips at their facility along Broad Creek and Middlesex County, 2G Gloucester County Department of Public Utilities, requesting authorization to cross 80 feet of Fox Mill Run with a submerged 16-inch diameter water line and an existing easement in the county. In this case, we are recommending our standard in-stream construction conditions. 2H Will Drennan et al. Is requesting authorization to dredge 4,022 cubic yards of state-owned land to achieve minus 4.5 feet below mean low water to create a 786-foot long by 20-foot wide access channel and 7 associated boat basins at various properties along Broad Creek in Norfolk. All of the dredge materials in this case will be transported to the Craney Island dredged rehandling basin for disposal. Because it is a dredging project, we are recommending a royalty of $1,786.05 for the dredging at 45 cents per cubic yard. 2I and 2J are both Langley Air Force projects. In the first, Langley is requesting authorization to install and backfill 1,200 feet of bulkhead, construct a 63-foot long by 16-foot wide boat ramp, and a 50-foot by 13-foot service pier, 96-foot by 12-foot temporary emergency access pier for security and rescue activities, and to maintenance dredge 25,000 cubic yards of material to obtain depths of minus 8 feet at their marina facility on the southwest branch of Back River. We are recommending a pre-dredge conference and a post-dredge bathymetric survey, and that the dredger be required to have an observer at the dredge material containment area during pumping operations, and that a minimum of 2 feet of freeboard be maintained between the height of the dredge material and the top of the berm. In 2J, Langley Air Force is requesting authorization to install 5 floating piers that will range in length from 320 feet to 150 feet, all of which will be 8 feet wide, and 41 20 by 3-foot wide finger piers to create 75 wet slips to replace structures that were destroyed by Isabel, at their property along the southwest branch of the Back River. 2K VCU is requesting a permit modification, which will actually reduce and relocate a previously permitted 12 by 24-foot research platform to the downstream side of the pier at their facility along the James River in Charles City County. 2L Department of the Navy is requesting authorization to replace 52 sensors to install 37 sensors and new and replacement cables across 2,000 feet of state-owned submerged lands. The cables will be buried a minimum of 3 feet below the existing substrate, and the 17,000 cubic yards of gravel will be placed over the sensors and cable trench between Norfolk Naval Station and the Sewell's Point degaussing facility. 2M Thomas Shuttleworth requesting authorization to install 865 linear feet of Class 2 riprap, the toe of which will extend 6 feet channelward of mean low water, an existing concrete apron for shoreline protection at his property along Lincoln Bay and Virginia Beach. 2N Tanner's Landing Associates is requesting a modification to a previously approved permit that the commission granted, in which the annual royalty will be replaced by a one-time royalty of $14,577 for the encroachment that was permitted at a rate of $1.50 per square foot. They have asked for this. Our own administration and finance department has said that there are some difficulties with the annual royalty, so until we further get those ironed out, we're going to be recommending one-time royalties in lieu of the annual ones. 2O, Department of the Navy, is requesting authorization to construct a 30-foot wide by 227-foot long and 9-foot tall stone breakwater that will be positioned 175 feet channelward of mean low water at the Naval Amphibious Base in Little Creek. This is actually in the Chesapeake Bay. And finally, 2P Virginia Jacobs is requesting authorization to modify her previously issued permit, which will allow for the increase in the number of wet slips from 48 to 53, And she's also asking that all 53 slips be permitted to install uncovered lifts at those slips at the Pelican's Nest Marina, which is situated along Little Creek in Norfolk. With that, either I or members of my staff will try to answer any questions you have regarding these page two items.
Any questions from the commission on the page two item? Anyone in the audience, pro or con, on the page two item? No comments from the public. The matter is now before the commission for action.
Move to approve page two items as written.
Second.
Motion made and second to approve as presented. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. All right. Thank you all very much. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that this meeting be recessed and that the commission immediately reconvene in closed meeting for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel and briefings by staff members pertaining to actual or probable litigation or other specific legal matters requiring legal advice by counsel as permitted by subsection A, paragraph 7 of section 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia pertaining to Palmer versus VMRC, Court of Appeals argument, and the Boone Fishing Pier.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Garrison. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Carried. We'll be in closed session for hopefully a short period of time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whereas the Commission has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-3712D of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by this Commission that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore the Commission hereby certifies that, to the best of each member's knowledge, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements under Virginia law and only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which the closed meeting was convened were heard, discussed, or considered in the closed meeting by the commission.
The second to that motion.
This.
Is there a second to that motion?
I second it.
Seconded by Mr. Badden. All right, I'll now call the roll. Mr. Robbins.
Aye.
Mr. Badden.
Aye.
Mr. Fox is absent. Mr. Garrison?
Aye.
Mr. Holland?
Aye.
Dr. Jones is absent. Mr. McCluskey is absent. Mr. Robbins is open call. Mr. Schick?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Thank you all very much. The next item on the agenda is item 4, Naval Medical Center. Tracy?
Commissioner Pruitt, members of the commission. Application that we're here to discuss is Naval Medical Center number 052225. This is a commission